again, we're dedicating the shiur in the Tzua Shemar, Talma Nachman, Chaya Bracha. Also, we're going to have a siyum. You're also with Moshe? Yochanan and Rav Moshe are going to make a siyum also. Siyum also with Fuat, Talma Nachman. Boys, I am Israel needs miracles, no doubt about it. One time I came to a Rav and I talked to him. One time I came to a Rav to tell him about a certain problem that I had, and I shared it with him. I told him I have that issue and this and that. So he told me, "You think that it's your problem, but actually it's a problem of all of Am Yisrael. All of the problems that we can define that we have them, thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people are going to say that they have the same problem, exactly like that you have. Have to understand that it's a weapon of the Yetzer Hara to separate the person from the group, to tell him you're going through this and that. And you feel bad with yourself, why everyone's so successful and I'm the only one that it's not going on so well for him in my life. It's all wrong, it's all a lie. All of Am Yisrael attached to each other." So, Rabbeinu, wonderful Rabbeinu, in Torah Kaftet, Likutei Moharan, part Dalet, Uletaken, the person wants to fix Kol Ha'avirot Bifratiyut, all of the Avonot, all of the sins. There's plenty of avonot, and rabim meod, v'kaved al adam, and it's heavy for the person, ve'i efshar letaken otam, and you cannot fix them. You want to go deep, to do tshuva on every sin, on every mistake, on every avon, you cannot do that. Ki yesh dikdukim ufratim rabim, because there is a lot of details. Bechol lav ve'lav. In every prohibition and prohibition. Yes? Bechen. So this is why. Tzarich letaken klaliyut hagidim. We have to fix all of our gidim. How is it?
Sinews.
Sinews. Shehu bechinat. That it's an aspect of Vayaged lachem et berito. Vayaged, this is those sinews. They all depends in the Brit Kodesh. Ve'az, and then al yedei tikun habrit, by fixing the Brit, means the kedusha subjects, modesty, guarding our eyes, not looking and thinking bad thoughts, thoughts that are not allowed, not have lusts and stupid crazy desires for nonsense, for shtuyot. שהוא כלליות הגידין נתקן ממילא כל הלבין שעבר. You're fixing, by the way, all of the prohibitions that you break. ונמשך להם לבנונית, and you're pulling into them the white color. You're fixing them all by קדושה, by davening, by closing the eyes. ועל שם זה, and named on that, Nikra Klaliyut HaGidim, we're calling to all of the Gidim. How we said Gidim?
Sinews.
Shehu HaBrit Kodesh, that this is the Brit Kodesh, Shaddai. Al Shem Sheshadeh V'yoreh Kachetz, named on the fact that he is shooting and firing, Yoreh, as an arrow. Lavnunit, what it's shooting, what it's fixing, lavnunit, the white color, v'tikunin lechol prat ufrat, and the fixes that we need to every detail and detail, fitzorko, as much as you need. V'afilu lamkomot atzarim v'adakim, and even to the thinnest places of them all. Yesh mekomot tzarim v'adakim, because there is places that are the cracks over there, very very thin, שאי אפשר לבוא לשם שום תיקון, and there is no תיקון that can fix them, there is nothing that can fix them, כי אם על ידי תיקון הכללי, just only by the תיקון הכללי, תיקון הכללי, this is what the רבנו said, תיקון הכללי, those 10 chapters of Tehillim, to say them daily, every day. Hasidei Breslev are saying Tikkun HaKlali every day, every day, every day. I'm not going to sleep without saying Tikkun HaKlali. Like that you're trying not to go to sleep without Ma'ariv, also you have Mikveh, also you have Shait Bodedut, also you have Shulchan Aruch, also you have Likutei Tefilot, and you have Tikkun HaKlali. This is the Hasidei Breslev's obligations and Tikkun Chatzot for the one that are Hasidei Breslev. We cannot twist the truth. Cannot twist the truth. Rav Shalom said, don't tell stories to yourself. Say, I'm not a Hasidei Breslev. This is the truth. It's better. The only reason that Rav Shalom said that it's allowed to cancel Tikkun Chatzot, if you're doing Hafatzah. If you're doing for Hafatzah at night, very late, and you're coming very late, and you're too tired to do Tikkun Chatzot, this is the only thing. He said that he heard asked it a lot of times, also to Rav Lev Yitzchak Bender, also to Rav Berland, a lot of times. It was very hard for him. He was waking up Chatzot all of the time, Rav Shalom. It was very hard for him to stop from that for Hafatzah. He was going to do Shiurim. And he asked Rav Berland on that, Mamash, a lot of times, and also Rav Lev Yitzchak Bender. And they told him that Hafatzah, to help other people, it's higher than Chatzot. Rabbeinu was talking about Chatzot, Mamash. He said amazing things. Rav Lev Yitzchak Bender testified himself that for 60 years he haven't lost one Chatzot. 60 years. So, by Tikkun HaKlali, שהוא זורק לבנונית, that is throwing the white color ותיקונים and fixing גם למקומות הצרים והדקים, also to the thinnest places of them all, בבחינת, in aspect of what it's written, והיה שדאי בצריך. שדאי was בצריך. צריך means צר, narrow, the thinnest places. Shaddai, Sheshade veYore Tikkunin, that is shooting and firing, the fixing, lekol mekomot atzarim, to all of the narrow places. Ve'al shem ze nikra brit, and this is why we're calling brit Zohar Harakia, the glow of the sky, of heaven. Ki kodem hatikun, because before of fixing, azay harakia, so then the sky, who bivchinat is in the aspect of yegalu shamayim avono, that the sky are revealing his sin. Ve'achar ha'tikun, and after fixing, azay mazhir u'metaher et harakia, so it's purifying and glowing the sky. Bivchinat, an aspect of lashon shel zehorit, like that it's written lashon shel zehorit, שהוא מלבין אבונותיהן של שסה לבין, that it's purifying and cleaning and making white the sins of the 365 prohibitions, ומשפיע לבנונית בשסה גידין, and pulling and bringing the white and the תיקונים, the fixing, to the 365
sinews.
מבחינת, in aspect of בכל עת, in every moment, יהיו בגדיך לבנים, your outfit, your clothes gonna be white. כי כל הלבנונית נמשך מן המוח, because all of the white color, how is it, לבנונית, whiteness, all of the whiteness being pulled from the wisdom, from the brain. בחינת, an aspect of the verse, ונוזלים מן לבנון, it's written in the Zohar הקדוש, what it means, nozlin mean Lebanon, that they're dropping, running, coming down from the Lebanon. The Zohar is saying min libuna de mocha, from the whiteness of the brain. Validezen, by that תיקון כלליות הגידין by fixing all of the sinews נתרומם המוחין. You're rising your wisdom by being holy. Your wisdom means your brain can function, you can think right, you can understand things, you can have conclusions, come to your conclusions, you can decide. בבחינת, in aspect of כנשר יאיר כינו, like the eagle, that this is the tzaddik, that he's waking up his nest, means like we learned before, that he's waking the sleep wisdom, the mochin, the brain that's asleep, from his deep sleep. נשרה דה רוחה, the eagle is the spirit, שהוא כלליות הגידין, that it's general, the כלליות of all, what?
Overall
of the sinews, something like that. בחינת, in aspect of, ולא קמה עוד רוח באיש. In an aspect of, ולא קמה עוד רוח באיש. Why is bringing that? ולא קמה עוד רוח באיש. No one else can stand. Why Rabbeinu is bringing that verse? Actually, it was by logic, it was supposed to be written Isha Sheruach Bo, that this is the tzaddik. But why Rabbeinu is saying Lo Kama Od Ruach Be'ish? Lo Kama Od Ruach Be'ish? נשר דה רוחה שוקלויות הגידין פרידת ולא קמה עוד רוח באיש. So actually need to fix the spirit that's in the sinews of the person, probably that when it's down it means not fixed, so you need to the wind have to blow it, you need to blow it, you need to wake them up. יאיר כינו, gonna wake up his nest, שהוא מעורר כנה חוכמה, כנה בינה, that he's waking up the person to run after the wisdom, to achieve wisdom, to achieve the ability for understanding. מבחינת שינה, from the aspect of sleep, על גוזליו ירחף, that he's flying, hovering above his cheeks, means the wisdoms that are asleep, means that the tzaddik is taking care of us, to wake us from our deep sleep. Shu merachef u megen al hamochin, that he is flying and protecting the wisdoms. Shayu mitchila nigzalin. Rabbeinu is using now the word gozalim, that those chicks, that it's us, that it's the wisdoms, and he's saying they were nigzalim, they were being stolen. The sitra achra is taking, kidnapping the wisdom of the person and using his brain to do bad things. So actually he lost it, and it's in the hands of the Sitra Achra. So now the tzaddik is taking it back from the thieves, from the Sitra Achra, from the Ganavim. Bivchinat, in aspect of the verse, Gozel Aviv Ve'imo, a person that is stealing from his father and his mother, Hem HaMochin, this is the wisdom. Shehem Av Bechokhma, ואם לבינה, that it's father to the wisdom and mother for understanding. וזה בחינת תינוק יונק משדי אמו, and this is what it's written, that the baby is nursing from his mother. תינוק, the baby, היינו המוחין דקטנות, means that the wisdom is very small, he's a baby, he cannot understand well. שהוא יונק ונגדל מקטנותו, that he is nursing and growing, nursing and growing from being small, means to grow, to become big. By what? על ידי תיקון הכללי, by the תיקון הכללי, like we said before, that the blood that was red now become to be white, this is the milk. Rabbeinu has got the ability to attach so mamash, he's going to such huge distance in the Torah Kedoshah, and he's gathering all to be one concept, one understanding ממש, it's huge. שהוא שדה ויורק החץ, and he's the תיקון הכללי that he's shooting and firing like an arrow. וזה אמו, and this is what it means, אמו, his mother, da knesia, means the bet knesset. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, אל תבוז כי זקנה אמך. Don't disrespect your mother because she becomes to be old. פרש רשי, רשי explained on that, כנסייתך, the synagogues, the bet knesset, have to honor the bet knesset, even that it's become to be old. Have to keep on honoring the bet knesiot, even that it's become to be old. Or for you that it's old, or that the Bet Knesset itself is old, still you have to honor it. So you see that the mother, this is the wisdom. What it means, the wisdom? ששם נתכנסים ונכללים כל התיקונים. That over there in the Bet Knesset means in the aspect of mother, and this is also the aspect of tzaddik. The tzaddik, ששם, over there, all of the fixings are being gathered. All of the tikkunim have been happening in the Bet Knesset in by the hands of the tzaddikim. Veze, and this is what it's with that we learned, that ikar hitkarvut Israel leavim shebashamayim, that the main way of Am Israel to attach themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get closer to Father in heaven, haynu al yedei tikkun habrit, is by the subject of kedusha. על ידי זה, by that, עיקר ההתקרבות של אבי, של ישראל לאביהם שבשמיים. Look that רבנו is writing it again. By that, this is the main way of getting closer of עם ישראל to Father in heaven. בבחינת, in aspect of what it's written in the verse in Shmot, ואשא אתכם על כנפי נשרים, I'm gonna carry you on the wings of eagles, ואבי אתכם אליי, and I'm going to bring you to me. Very important thing here. A person can start chasing himself and hating himself and to try to jump to conclusions. What I should do? All right, what I'm going to do in my kedusha? How I'm going to guard my kedusha? I need to close my eyes from now on. I'm not allowed to do this and that. And what I'm going to do? And all of that craziness that just can break the person and push him straight to the hands of Sitra Achra, sadness and frustrations and being depressed from his lack of success and from his condition, the level that he's holding now. Rabbeinu is fixing all of that. Rabbeinu is saying that all of that kedusha depends in Hashem Yitbarach. Bivchinat v'esa etchem, I'm going to carry you on the wings of eagles. It's not your job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fixing Am Yisrael. We just need to cancel ourselves to what did we hear. You hear that you need to achieve something in Avodat Hashem. What are you going to do with it? The only ability that we have is to daven. It's only to ask and to pray. And if you don't have time for that also, you have to dedicate 1 minute for that. Like Harav Shalom said it in Shabbos, and I have to say Baruch Shekivanti because I was saying it a lot of times before, and Baruch Hashem that I had that straight thoughts in my mind to say 6 hours, it's wonderful, but I'm talking about 1 minute of Itbodedut. 1 minute of Itbodedut. How many words you can say in 1 minute of Itbodedut? If you can count, you can check it. You can put so many words, so many requests in 1 minute. Please Hashem, you can check, look at the watch, look. I don't have those seconds here. Bro Olam, give me seconds, here. Now, Bro Olam, please, help me. I need to achieve so many things in my life. I need to have Shalom Bayit, I need to work on my Kedusha. I need to have educated kids. Please Bro Olam, help me to learn Torah all day long. This is 15 seconds. Please, Bore Olam, I need to get closer to you, to get closer to the real Tzadikim. Bring me to Uman. Please, let me learn Shiur Gemara every day. Let me learn Likutei Moharan every day. Let me understand my Limud. 30 seconds. And you continue. Please, Bore Olam, help me to guard my eyes every day. Please, Bore Olam, that I won't see no shape of no woman, not even modest women, Borei Olam. Please help me not to see no bad sights, not to see chas shalom, things that I'm not allowed, not to have hiruhim, bad thoughts on that chas shalom. Please, Borei Olam, fix me, guard my kedusha, help me to be normal, help me to be happy, let me honor you, let me think about you, let me remember you. 57 seconds. You see, it's a long itbodedut. It's 1 minute of itbodedut. And when you're concentrated and mamash, you're putting all of your heart into it, you can achieve things that you can never imagine in 1 minute of itbodedut. Harav Shalom said, we saw it a lot of times, that by 1 or 2 minutes of itbodedut, we had miracles, salvations. 1 minute of itbodedut. We're not talking about 6 hours. 6 hours, of course, it's amazing. Who can hold on that minute for 6 hours? If you have that ability, it's great. If not, start with a complete, good 1 hour of itbodedut. Have 1 hour every day. Do not hold on this life without having 1 hour of itbodedut, talking to Borei Olam every day, to be concentrated. Really to talk, to share. Borei Olam, you're my best friend. I don't have no one to talk to. Please help me. I need your help. I need your support. I need to see your love. I need to see you're talking to me, answering to my prayers. Please, Borei Olam. I don't have no one else to talk to. Please, I'm talking to you. Please listen to me. Please answer my prayers. I know that I'm not worthy. I know that I'm not kedai to accept all of the salvations that I need. But you taught us that we should daven to you. You said that you have enough mercy even for a person that is not worthy. You opened that gate for us, for Baalei Teshuva, Borei Olam. So please, Borei Olam, wide that opening and open it for other people also. How many prayers on Am Yisrael you can do in 1 minute a day? Our brothers are drowning. People are falling from Judaism. Very, very fast. Huge amounts of people. People are sick. People are getting divorced. People don't have no connection to Judaism at all. There is Jews that are not aware to the fact that they're Jews at all. It's not a concept for them. It's something that just can bother them in their lives. And it's our brothers and sisters. In 1 minute a day, you can save those souls. In 10 minutes a day, it's going to be 1 hour a week. It's going to be 10 minutes a day, going to be more than 1 hour a week. It's going to be 4 hours, 5 hours in a month. It can be 60 hours in a year. It's huge what you can achieve. I heard once that Arav Berland said to students from his yeshiva, he said, a lot of guys are here in the yeshiva only because that I made 1 hour itbodedut in a field close to their village, to the place that they lived in. You're doing tshuva, you're doing tfilot, you're doing itbodedut, you're rising sparks and souls that fell down to those places. You're waking up all of the area that you're doing itbodedut over there. You're not aware to what you're doing. You do Shain Shari Chesed, you do Shain Rechavia, in Yad Binyamin, in Bet Israel, in Ar Choma. You don't know what you can do. You can never imagine. Nachman Arush, the son of Arav, he told me, you know, there was a place in Shimon HaTzadik that I was doing over there, itbodedut daily for 1 year and a half. Some maybe breaks, but this is the place that he was doing itbodedut every day. After 1 year and a half, they decided to build a mikveh in that place. Before, there was no mikveh in Shimon HaTzadik. Now there is a mikveh. A person with eyes, you don't need to be arrogant to think those thoughts. You see that Hashem is creating things, Hashem is moving things. Suddenly it became to be a mikveh in Shimon HaTzadik, where exactly in the place that he was hiding, behind a certain wall, a certain apartment that was there. He was standing there and doing it bodedut in a quiet place. They build a mikveh. To think that you don't have merit. Why? Why to be stupid? Borei Olam is showing to you that your prayers are achieving things. A lot of people were doing it bodedut on people, on other people, and those people started to do tshuva. A lot of people started to do. Like that Rav Yaakov told us that he started to donate a little bit of money to the yeshiva and immediately see a difference in his life.
why to argue? You see that it's working. You're giving masrot, you're doing things, you're doing tshuva. You see results, you see things that are happening because of that. Count on that. Do a little bit more. Try to do a little bit more. And if you're going to have hastara and Hashem won't smile to you like that He's smiling to you now, don't give up because of that. A lot of people can say, I'm giving masrot and I'm in debt. Alright. So you have your tikkun to be in debt. This is your tikkun. You don't want your tikkun? I told you a story, Bli Neder on the Rebbe Mi'apta, that one person that had a lot of suffering, he went to the Rebbe Mi'apta and he saw that there was a long line of people waiting to talk to him. And he sat on the seat in the Beit Midrash waiting, and he fell asleep. And in his dream he was in court in heaven judging him on all of his avonot, all of his sins, and he saw huge piles of debts of avonot that he's got, and the merits, zchuyot, things that he done, not covering at all, not even close. And when they finished counting all of his merits, still he was in huge debts. And then he saw wagons that are coming for all of his suffering, troubles and sicknesses and money matters, problems, debts that he had. And they put all of the suffering that he had on the scale, on the side of the merits. And it, in the moment, it became to be almost equal. And this is when the wagon was empty. And then he woke up and he saw the Rebbe Mi'apta standing in front of him and telling him, so you wanted to ask for the suffering to stop, or that it's okay that you have them? It's a question. A person is not aware to judgments. A person doesn't aware to the kindness, to the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're suffering now, but by that suffering, your grandson is alive, your wife, she's pregnant, you have the money to pay rent or to buy a house, you have peot, you have bill, you have tzitzit, you have a will to serve Hashem, to come to the Beit Midrash. You're buying Eretz Yisrael and Torah and the world to come by suffering. Three things that you're purchasing them with suffering. Yisurim are buying those three. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and world to come. So you don't want to suffer? You're going to live in the exile with no Torah for 70 years. No one wants that. But we don't have the eyes. This is the free choice. This is exactly what the Borei Olam gave to us. The ability to choose. If Borei Olam would reveal all of His wisdom, no one would choose differently than Hashem. Everyone would choose Hashem. No doubt. You see. Life. Good. Rav Shalom said on the verse, Hina Anochi Noten Lifnechem, here I am giving to you the free choice, את החיים ואת ה... ואת הטוב, את המוות ואת הרע, ובחרת בחיים. And you should choose life. So, why to say you should choose life? Who is that crazy person that if you're going to put in front of him life and death, you're going to choose death? So Rav Shalom is saying, so why is it written to choose life? It's extra. Of course, if there is two options, life and death, good and bad, you're going to choose good. You're going to choose life. Why to say choose life? Why to say that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, you're going down to a world that lives look like death, and death looks like life. And Rav Shalom gave an example. He said, to wear a black jacket, to wear tzitzit that's made out of thick wool, in the summer, with beard and peot, in the middle of the summer, and you're sweating, it looks like death. And you look at your friend running, with no t-shirt, he's all naked and smiling and happy with his earplugs, running in the street, smiling on his bicycles. Looks like life. This is why they need to tell you, "V'charta b'chaim." You should choose the real life, not what that looks like life. What that's really going to bring you to the life itself, source of life, the Torah Kedosha, that she is the source of life, Makor Chaim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is Chaya Chaim, to attach ourselves to the real life. Life of commitment, life of suffering, life of obligations, life of fulfilling our obligations, of listening to the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keeping the rules of the Torah Mitzvot, even though that it's life of sorrow. Chaye Tzar Tichye. Life of sorrow, you're going to live. life of satisfactions and pleasures and how you say motarot? What?
Luxuries.
This is not life. This is not life. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai went with his students. The students saw that one of the students went and brought a lot of money from business. He dropped yeshiva, started making money, came to the yeshiva. All of the poor students start to confuse. Said, what are we going to do? Maybe you also need to do a little bit of business. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai took those students, went with them for a walk. He brought them to a valley. There was a valley over there. He told them, listen, I'm going to tell you. Look at that valley. They looked at the valley. It began to be full with golden coins. Miracle. He told them, everyone that wants money can run now to the valley and to collect. But you should know that all of that money is coming down from your gain in the world to come. You have a bank account of merits, of zchuyot. What did you done? What did you achieved? If you have the merit, it's going to be kept for you in the world to come. If not, you can waste it all on BMW, on clothing, on model, to marry a model that's going to take you to restaurants in LA, I don't know what. You can do it. A lot of people are doing it. They're wasting the gain of Torah mitzvot on this world. The Reshaim are receiving the gain for the world to come in this world. They're driving Mercedes, they have suits in $5,000 suit, I don't know what. Pe'ah in $5,000 pe'ah. $5,000 costume, tachposet. It's crazy. It's not even a concept that you should waste words on it. There is no logic in it. There is no wisdom in it. It's to ruin your kedusha in your hands, to choose this world and not the world to come. None of our mothers would go in a crazy way like that. Skirt until the knee, high heels. Our mothers wouldn't walk in that way, Chas Shalom. It's craziness. It's all sickness. It's all ta'avat ni'uf. It's all lusts and desires for ni'uf. Chasing after honor, chasing after compliments, chasing after being important in this world. Olam afuch ra'iti. I saw a world that is upside down. Important people, it looks like that they are very low. And low people, very low people, it looks like that they are very important in this world. But in the world to come, welcome to the world of truth. If you made something, you're going to have something to eat. If you haven't made it, if you're just taking things, if you're making other people to sin, they're going to take it out from you. A person going to be punished. A woman that is showing her beauty and other people have bad thoughts of ni'uf because of her, she's going to be punished on that. There is a story from one tzaddik that went to the world to come and he saw a boiling huge pot, boiling. And he asked, what's been cooked over there? They told him, this is a gorgeous woman, an amazing woman that was making other people to sin. He said, I cannot believe it. So they took her out and they rebuilt her and he saw an amazing woman. And when he accepted it, they said, all right, bring her into the pot again. Punishments that we can never imagine. Punishments that we can never imagine. And people think that they are so strong and know they have opinions. And they're counting on shtuyot. Who gonna save you in Judgment Day? Who gonna save your rabbi in Judgment Day? Who gonna save your rabbi that you're counting on him? Who gonna save your husband in Judgment Day? The only reason that women are looking like models, Hasidim, women of religious people walking like models, it's only because that their husbands are chasing after beauty, after ta'avat ni'uf.
So the wife, she's not accepting honor from her husband unless if she's so beautiful. So she have to do what she have to do. No one going to be able to guard her and to watch over her in the world to come from punishments, and especially not on her husband, that he actually pushed her to those places. No doubt about those subjects. Am Israel have to be holy, have to be kedoshim, have to guard their kedusha, have to be totally modest. Modesty, it's an inner thing. It's an inner thing that you're shy. You don't want people to look at you. This is the nature of a woman supposed to be. Just doesn't want to be in the center of nothing. Doesn't want her voice to be heard. Doesn't want people to recognize that she exists. This is real modesty. And the wife, she is after the husband. Cannot blame the wife. Cannot say, no, look, I have a rude wife. You have a rude wife because you're a rude man. You're a rude husband. You like it. And you're desiring it. And your wife, she have to accept honor from you because she depends in you. Ve'uim sholbach. You control your wife with your lust and your desires also. If you have good midot and if you're modest, your wife, she's going to be modest. If you're going to be happy, your wife, she's going to be happy. If you're all in depressed and sadness and angry, your wife going to show it to you that this is you. She's your mirror. She's your face, she's your neshama. If you're so low, so you're so low. So admit, do tshuva. Go to the field and admit. I have lusts. I am attached to nonsense, to shtuyot. I'm talking lashon hara. It's a merit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing a person a mirror. That you're going to be able to fix himself. If not, you're going to go with your stains, with the filth, on your clothes, on your beard, on your mouth, between your teeth. And you will not be aware to nothing. Et asher yohav Hashem yochiach. The one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him, he is rebuking him. I have to say thank you on the rebuke. Thank you Hashem Yitbarach that I can see now that I have lackings. Now I know what I need to work. Now I understand that I need to work on my modesty, on my kedusha. Thank you Hashem Yitbarach that you opened my eyes to see that I'm lacking that subject. I don't have that sensitivity to see it inside of myself. A person cannot see his lackings. But now that you've shown it by my wife, that she's my zivug, from 6 days of Bereshit, she's my wife. Now I can tell. Thank you, Bore Olam. And Rav Shalom said that he was in the house of Rav Berland, and Rav Berland was crying when his wife, she was screaming at him and rebuking him, and he was crying. Rav Shalom asked him, why are you crying? He said, I'm crying for her that she needs to suffer, to go through what that she's going through, because that her husband is Rasha. Why your wife, she's suffering? Because you are far from Kedusha. You are the right side, she's the left side. She's the weakest side. In the time that you're sinning, you're looking at women, all of the arrows of Sitra Achra being thrown at her. You're learning Torah, you're strong, you're davening, you're doing it bodedut. They cannot attach you. They're hitting your wife. They're beating your wife at home. You come to the house, you see your wife sad and prostrated, screaming and cursing, and she doesn't want to live this life anymore. Why? Because you're looking at women. Because you're thinking on your exes. Because you have bad thoughts and you don't know what to do with your life, and you're canceling Torah, and you're canceling tshuva, and you're canceling tshuva and yirat shamayim. And your wife, she's accepting all of the slaps and the hittings and the beating and the biting and the arrows in the house. When everything's on her back, she needs to wash, she needs to cook, she needs to fix, she needs to clean, she needs to prepare things that you, the master, are going to be happy when you're going to come home. You have an agreement, she signed that contract once. Someone asked her if she's going to be ready to do all of those obligations that are on her back. No, you pushed her to that situation. She doesn't want to live those lives. You never promised her life of slavery. You told her that you're going to help her to be happy. When you took her out, when you walked with her, when you gave her a hand, when you hugged her, when you told her compliments that she's important, that she's amazing, when you opened the way for her also to go to Uman, also to buy a ticket,
also to buy things for yourself. Are you thinking about it, or that you're too busy to achieve what that you need to achieve? To be a tzaddik. A tzaddik is someone that is thinking on others. A tzaddik is not someone that have helpers. There was an old tzaddik that he had two helpers all of his life. And when he became to be old, he fired one. So his family asked him, why you fired the helper? Now you become to be old and weaker. So now you have only one. When you were young, you had two. So he said, when I was young, I had power to carry two on my back. Now I have one power only for one. A tzaddik is carrying his helpers on his back. Who are those helpers? Rav Shalom said, it's so funny. We went to Meron, to Tveria, to Kivrei Tzadikim a few years ago. He said, I'm guarding my eyes, and there is a helper that is holding my hand, and he's telling me, come, Arav, you can come with me, there's no women, Arav, it's okay, no cars, you can come, Arav, let's walk, Arav, it's okay, you can open your eyes. He said, I am such a sinner, I have to close my eyes. But my helper is such a tzaddik that he can go with his eyes open to tell me there's no women, there is women, no women, nothing is bothering him. He's the helper. It's a person that needs help. So Rav is guarding his eyes because he's such a sinner that cannot look at women. And that Baal Tshuva for 5 years, no, Rav, don't worry, there's no women. And he's like a tourist checking, they're like a police officer, checking the zone. It's clear. Can bring Harav. Sick. We're sick. We are sick. Thousands of explanations why we cannot guard the eyes. But the Torah Kedosha is saying that you're not allowed to see no bad side. So why are you thinking about it anymore? The Torah said that you're not allowed. It's not like that you have options. Lot inaf. It's one of 10 commandments. Lot achmod. It's one of 10 commandments. לא תטורו אחר לבבכם ואחרי עיניכם אשר אתם זונים אחריהם יצפון קריאת שמה. So why are you thinking if maybe she gone, maybe she not, maybe there is, maybe there's no. Why are you thinking? You don't have a place to think. The Torah haven't gave you a space to think. You don't have, no one asked your opinion in that subject. You have free choice. Rav Shalom told me that once. The tzaddikim, for them, there is no free choice on the mitzvot. Because Hashem said to do them, to keep them. So there's no doubt on that. There's no free choice on Torah mitzvot. The free choice is on the gray areas. Things that haven't been explained enough. On Torah Sheba'al Peh. On Doraita, you don't have free choice. On Torah Sheba'al Peh, what it's written in the Halakha, you don't have a free choice. Ask why we have a free choice. We don't care. Because we don't care about the Torah and the mitzvot. So you have a free choice, alright. But everyone gonna be punished, gonna be judged on every thought, on every action, and every word that he said from his mouth. Every thought. You're gonna be judged on every thought that you thought in your life. Every one of them. Rav Shalom said, if you saw for 1 second, 100 years old lady, you're going to be judged on that. You're going to be punished on that bad sight, eyesight. You're not allowed to look at women. This is where it finished. Also your wife. And not also, even more so your wife. If a person is looking on something that he doesn't have no connection to it, there is a chance that he will have less attraction to that thing, less desire. It's not his. Someone see a palace. You have a desire for having a palace? No, you have a desire for 3 rooms, 4 rooms, 5 rooms with a backyard. Something that it's an option for you. But if you see a building, you have a desire for a hotel. You don't think about it. You can pass close to the hotel daily. You're not going to think, wow, when I'm going to have a hotel. What? You don't have no connection to hotels. You have a desire to something that's close to you. So to look at your wife, it just can increase your lust. Can make it bigger because you have a connection to her. She's an option. If she's an option, this is where you need to be a lot more careful. To guard your eyes inside the house. Not Chas Shalom to be crazy, not to look. But when you're working, getting into the house, Shalom Aleichem, how are you, what's going on? This is it. Put your eyes with the kids, put your eyes with books, with the limud, with helping. You need to wash dishes, wash dishes. Sitting in the house, looking at the wife, climbing the stairs, going to the kitchen. What are you looking at her? We have to guard our eyes. To remember Hashem. Every time that you distract your thoughts from Hashem Yitbarach, it's an avera. Every time that you see something that is interesting you, you forget Hashem in that moment. Lo taturu, it's midoraita. Lo taturu, it's midoraita. Lo taturu means don't be like tourists. To open your eyes, going, checking, a new store, a new car. The train is coming, is that? You're gonna hear it when it's gonna come. Sit in the tachana on your seat, close your eyes, do it bodedut. No, waiting, 15 minutes for the train. 15 minutes, checking every vehicle, every woman, if she is modest, if she's not modest. I'm waiting for the train. You're not. You're not waiting for the train. You're enjoying the ride. You're not waiting for nothing. You have everything in front of you. You're not waiting. Adraba. It's good for you, those 15 minutes. You want 20. It's a sgula. It's a sgula that the train is going to come faster to close your eyes, to start do tshuva. The train is going to come in 2 minutes. Yetzirah doesn't want you to do tshuva. Doesn't want you to read Tehillim in the bus stop, in the train stop. Yetzirah will not let you stay for 15 minutes to read Tehillim, I promise you. And 1 hour and a half to look at women, no problem. Nishra is a tikkun haklali, that eagle, this is tikkun haklali, shu b'china, that it's an aspect of v'yaged lachem et b'rito kanal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell you that you need to guard your brit. Hainu tikkun habrit means to fix your kedusha. The advice for us is 30 minutes a day hitvodedut on that subject. This is it. Al yedei zeh daika, by that, v'avi etchem elai, I'm going to bring you to me. שנתקרבו אליו יתברך, that they went close to him, closer. כי עיקר ההתקרבות להשם יתברך, because the main way to get closer to הקדוש ברוך הוא על ידי תיקון הברית כנעל, is by the קדושה subject, like we learn. Thank you very much, חזק וברוך, we're going to do a סיום בעזרת השם now.
He's talking about general.
Is the people.